There is someone for everyone. We're the Jetpack Superheroes. We are here for you. On today's show, we have The Rock changing a tattoo, mechanic simulator, we have a 6-foot boa constrictor, Patriots have a plane, and there's a nanny job. There's a lot of stuff going on this week in the Jetpack Supercast. All right. Big day. Huge day. Oh, there's another day.
Oh, today's an amazing day. Thanks for joining us on the Jetpack Supercast.
That's right. That's right. Now, today is an amazing day, but
it's
also a very tired day. You know, we all of last night, yesterday, all day and
all
night
day yesterday.
Going to Fun Spot USA in
the
Laconia,
largest arcade in the world.
Yeah. That's right.
And 1952, I believe it began.
Yeah. Now, David and
this
I have been.
This is ginormous. Oh, yeah. Awesome place.
But John, you've never been.
Yeah,
and I'm curious.
Fun.
I was going to say, I want to get your perspective as a newbie to the Fun Spot USA.
Yeah, how was your
location experience?
I'm going to be honest. When I first walked in the door, we walked into it was a place where there was like just a bunch of tables.
Yeah.
And on the other side of what looked like
You're
a
really
hockey mom
this.
Glass. Well, that's what I'm saying. So we walked in, there was like hockey mom
glass.
Mm-hmm. It was a mini golf course.
Yeah. And so you weren't impressed on the first glance.
This isn't, oh, what the hell did I drive 2 hours to
get here? He smiled and he went, oh, crap.
But I was being polite. And then we walked into like where the lighting got red and scary.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, all right.
That's where it gets good though.
The museum.
It was all the old games. It was kind of good.
Oh, yeah.
So like all that kind of fun stuff was happening. It was pretty sweet.
All your classic 80s games there.
But it worked out good.
So what was your favorite game that you got to play that day?
I instantaneously took a beeline right over to the King of Kong there.
Donkey Kong. You wanted to go see where that was.
I went right to there and I tried to play it and win. I didn't beat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you didn't beat the high score. No,
I was close. I was within a million, which in video game terms is like that's tough. You know, it was very difficult.
Yeah, you know what? You are not worthy enough to eat Billy Mitchell's hot sauce.
No. No, I can't believe that he set up a thing out front.
There was a framed poster and pictures and stuff.
Yeah, no, really I'm talking about his actual hot sauce stand when he was setting that up.
Oh,
in
did
the video.
He? I didn't catch that.
It was
that.
Outside a fun spot.
That. Oh, okay.
And I didn't get to capitalize on any of that kind of fun stuff. I didn't get to see it. He wasn't there. I kind of missed it.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of the people from the movie weren't there. It was just like a lot of people having fun. And
it was just open for business.
Normies, as we call them. It was just normal people. Normies. Just walking around.
You know what? A favorite game of mine that I saw was it was called NHL Hit the Ice, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was a game I've never played before, and I'm not big into hockey like you are.
Yeah.
But it was kind of this old school NBA Jam style, almost like a beat 'em up meets a hockey game. I got really into it, so that was different, and I was pretty happy about it. How about you, David?
I would say Super Checks. It's one of the best games in that whole place.
Yeah, we're gonna move on. From
it's
that.
A hockey game,
the
table
hell
game.
What is that?
It's I
know what
you said.
All right, so timeout. Let's rewind this.
It's
for
called
a second.
Super Checks. It's like foosball, but
David
instead of the sock,
is referring to what most people call bubble hockey.
Yes.
Rod hockey.
Mm-hmm. Not a video
game. It just
game.
Happens to say
it's,
on the side.
It's like
yeah,
a tabletop
it's not a video
foosball.
Game. Yeah. Yeah, but it's like foosball, but instead of.
Like
soccer
super
is
checks like
was super
this
checks
like,
yeah. was the name kind of like how David will call a tissue a Kleenex.
Yes
it was the name of one bubble that stuck in his head for the rest of his life.
Oh, I get that. I was curious as to exactly. It sounds like a game where you would either write checks to pay
it
somebody off
shit, yeah.
or a cereal.
Yeah,
super checks.
My first time going there, a buddy of mine who had a whole streak. Like, oh, I've never been defeated in super checks. I'm like, what is this super checks game? Then I saw it. I'm like, oh, it's like the hockey foosball thing. I didn't know it was called Super Checks, though.
Oh,
but, yeah,
okay.
Wicked fun game that
yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
In any case, I mean, I'm glad that you found a game that you like and I've never heard of. So, congratulations.
Thank God for that, right?
But anyway, so I guess you can get into the news stories and into into the meat of the podcast
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Well, the biggest, most important news story is I beat David in a thing that he called Super Checks, and it was actually just bubble hockey.
It's pretty good.
It's a pretty fun time. I'm going to have to get one of those for the house.
Yeah.
Going to have to get one of those. No, the biggest news story of our time right now. Everybody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know exactly which one.
The Rock.
Yeah.
That's right.
Has changed his tattoo.
That's The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes. And this is not just a wrestling story. This affects all people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He had a picture of a bull on his shoulder.
The Brahma Bull.
Forever.
And now he has a picture of a bull.
It's a big...
that covered the old
big
bull.
Yeah, it's a big dragon thing.
It's a larger bull.
Paul sends me the message. I'm like, did he cover his old tattoo? I'm like, I don't hate it because it's a cool dragon tattoo, but I'm like, it's The Rock. He's had this 20
year... It's not a dragon,
year...
it's a bull.
He's in this 20-year little brown bull thing. I'm like, this is different.
And he covered it with a bull.
Oh, is it a different? Oh.
With a bull.
It looked like a bull. Dragon to me from the photo I saw.
David is the worst dairy farmer I've ever seen.
My dragons are getting
me having no
fence.
Dairy farm experience. Yes, I am the worst.
That's true. You could get a farm simulator. We could really work on that.
I could do that, yes.
If we got a farm simulator, that'd be kind of cool. Or David could be a mechanic finally.
He could be. There's plenty of simulators out there. You wouldn't believe it.
I found a game on Twitch, and this is why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So we got a Twitch affiliation. If you want to take a second and go ahead to Twitch and subscribe to the Jetpack Superheroes page, that really helps us a ton. Also, what that does is if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe, costing you nothing, but giving us subscription points to help us out a lot.
But what do they get with the subscription?
They get to see us more,
yes,
which is the best part.
And they get some sweet emotes.
They get sweet emotes. And they get to see more live stuff and more of our ridiculous production value.
Yeah.
Because we'll be making money from the subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
That don't
That's
cost
true.
Them any. They're already paid for.
Yeah. But if they'd like to, you could certainly throw more into the subscription bin.
Yeah, that's right.
We won't stop you from going for
feel
that,
free to
for that $10 or $20 subscription. You can whatever knocks
it's
you fancy.
Fine, right. Absolutely. 100%.
But no, so we won't be playing Farm Simulator. I don't think that we'll be doing that.
No, we won't be Farm Simulator.
But so what is this mechanic simulator? How does this work? Do you actually
I clicked on the thing. It looked like a brand new game. I'm like, oh man, this is probably going to be sweet. And I watched a couple of people play. The first kid I saw was buffing the rust out of a wheel hub.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever buffed rust.
It's not very
sound.
It's the least fun thing you could do on a car.
But
before you paint it,
here's the trick, though. If you are a person who loves cars but maybe can't afford one, or maybe I can't actually think of a reason why you would want to play this game, because even
simulate
then,
the oil
it's not
change.
Fun. You could probably buy like $100 beater and buff your own rust.
There you go.
You have rust forever.
You want rust? You go buy $100 beater. You gotta find it.
So I don't really know where
the
this
cool whip.
Where this game comes into play. You know what,
So I thought, like, all right, maybe this game is just like, maybe that's just one guy playing something silly to be funny. And then I looked at a couple other streams.
Yeah.
One of the other streams, he had the hood.
He's banging out dents?
He was buffing the rust.
A lot of rust buffing.
There's a lot of rusty piece of shit in the simulator. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to tell you, I don't have a lot of rust in my hood on any of my cars.
Yeah. Some of these games are weird. It's, like, you have the farm simulator we talked about where you can buy your tractors and hoe your farms and stuff. And at least that makes sense because I'm not a farmer. I don't own a farm and I never will. And I guess if I'm trying to play a video game, that's one that I could play. But I wouldn't play it.
That sounds like something in the
There's a whole
fun.
That's a whole division of video games though. There's Prison Simulator,
right,
which is where you are a warden and you have to simulate owning a prison and doing all these things. Kind of fun.
Interesting.
Kind of cool.
Sounds like Bully.
Yeah.
Sounds like Bully the video game.
If you're a bad warden.
Yeah.
And then there's Goat Simulator, which To be fair, Goat Simulator is a parody video game, but it's to simulate being a goat, and it comes from the Farm Simulator type strategy.
In case you just want to be a goat some days.
But it has Tony Hawk physics, so if you're walking as a goat and you jump off, you can like do flips and tricks and like get shot into the air by like cannons and stuff. So it's actually
normal goat stuff.
Yeah,
normal goat things that happen to goats on the day to day that you just don't know about.
The life of a goat. Do a goat flip over the fence.
But, you know, maybe there needs to be a podcast simulator. I think that could be a pretty fun
game.
That would
be a great one. That would be a good one.
Speaking to the microphone, don't crash the levels like we are right now.
I already fixed it. I didn't realize it was...
That's all right.
We got some stuff going on YouTube today. I'm somehow orange.
Yeah, I know. It's like radio.
I feel like there's some... Like, yeah, why is it...
Damn you, Kim Jong-un.
This is different quality.
I'm in sepia right now. If you want to see what I would look like if I was fighting in the wild, wild west, you know, you just take a little peek over here.
So for people who can't see listening to the audio podcast, we're looking at the video right now. Yeah, you're lucky. John is somehow this beige green puke color.
I'm this beautiful beige.
And yet we...
He's changing all kinds of colors.
I don't know. So we're going to try to correct that real quick while David and I just talk. Let's see. What else we got happening for the week? I mean, we got a 6-foot boa constrictor that's been living in somebody's attic for years.
Jesus,
I guess,
that's How do you miss that over that many years?
You know,
I was just living up here.
When you hear your mom say, "You better go clean the attic out, or else you're gonna get critters." You don't ever expect a 6-foot boa constrictor. Mm. That's the least of your worries.
So many years later, I told you to clean the attic. That was years ago.
Positive that in my old apartment we had an attic that we didn't go in. There was no access as far as I could tell to go into. There probably was for the people that owned their building, which happened to be my parents.
Right.
But I never thought to ask them.
Never asked. They don't care. Right.
There has to be some access into the attic, but I couldn't find it. Mm. And there could have been. There probably is some boa constrictors living up
probably
there.
Probably a
now.
Few boa constrictors.
I don't know. So I could see where it would happen. Den. If you just never use your attic, let it go to hell for years and years. Maybe sell that the happened. House.
Oh, yes. If you sell it and you're like, I meant to. Yeah. It's somebody else's fault.
Somebody like a David comes in, doesn't think to check the attic.
That's true.
And years happen. Later, you open it one day, just boa constrictor. What the hell is this?
It's like, mother flipping snakes in my mother flipping house. And they just fall down on you. Like, you've all been sprayed with a thing that makes snakes mad. You know?
That's all right.
It's Axe deodorant. Like, oh no, snakes hate it.
Luckily for us, David has a very good quality. He's like Rambo. Mm. And if you've ever seen the Rambo movie, the newest one, when he's fighting the boa constrictor, I could picture David doing that for a living, fighting boa. So I think you
could pull
fine.
That off.
I think you'd be great.
I've seen him just do laundry.
Exactly. It's almost the fighting, same, right?
It's
almost
the same thing. Boa constrictor fight movements. It's all the same.
It's like, oh, it's stuck in the dryer.
Pull that one shirt out, 10 more fall. Like, why are they all stuck together?
That's like when.
So you thought I was joking, but this is a real thing.
No, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he's done laundry. I'm sure he's like washed like his ex-girlfriend's clothes.
It was like you read my mind on
tights there, and they got around him. And like strangling him.
What took so long? I walk in furious. What happened? It got me by the neck. I think it bit me.
Mother flipping snakes.
Apparently,
my mother flipping
me now.
Laundry.
What the hell was in your laundry that was biting you, buddy?
This is
ferocious clothing.
That's for the ex-girlfriend to explain. If she's listening, I'm curious. Mm. Get at me. Curious. Now, speaking of snakes on a plane,
sure.
The Patriots just got a brand new plane.
Oh, that's good for them, though.
Bunch of snakes. I'm just saying what the rest of America's thinking. What we're actually thinking is, yay, Tom Brady gets
hell
more
yeah.
good things to be happy for. Hooray, Tom Brady.
The fact of the matter is, I don't know why all the teams don't have planes. All
it
the owners are rich as hell.
Yeah.
Like, Bob Kraft
I'm surprised they don't by now.
Is rich, but also so is every other team owner.
Right. Yeah, the whole revenue sharing thing really raised them all up.
Yeah. They're it's really not like they can't afford it. But so what are they? You said they have a Boeing, like a 747?
So when they said private jet, I'm thinking like when I watched that television show Entourage, and they went on a private jet once. Yeah. That was the most important scene of the whole thing. That's what I took away from it. No, they've got a Boeing 767.
That's great. That
which is.
Which
is a double wide.
That's what Donald Trump wanted to make the Air Force out of and succeeded in doing so. So that's Air Force is
right.
that particular plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Air Force.
That's pretty
one.
Sweet.
Air Force
not
One.
The
yeah.
actual just fighter pilots.
No, oh, no. The entire Air Force.
The whole Air Force.
The Army, yeah, the like, Navy, look. And the Air Force are all Boeing 747.
You want quality. You want comfort when you attack another nation. You want to drop a nuke. You want to make sure that you're doing it in style with some flair and some class.
That's the thing. Maybe, you know what? The Patriots, what an appropriate paint job to
right.
have on Air Force
it
One.
It looks good. It looks good. Did you see the picture? The picture looks nice.
Mm. No, I've not seen the pictures, but.
Well, you'll be able to play imagine. It in Plane Simulator when you can buff out all the rust before you paint it.
Do you think
be a great game.
Now, do you think that they're going to be able to rein Rob Gronkowski in on that thing?
No, oh,
I think
no.
it's going to be like soul plane.
Hell no. He's going to be so happy and out of his element. He's going to be like, yeah, this plane is bomb.
I saw.
I'm going to throw a party on it and then buy my own.
I saw. So I was driving down the road and there was this big, big bus in front of me. And it was called the Gronk bus. And he has, didn't realize this, his own fleet of party buses.
Huh. Yep.
And he's going to do the same thing in the plane, which is awesome, I'm sure.
Good for him.
Cool, yeah.
But I was thinking, what a beautiful and wonderful way to branch out in
right.
your career.
Oh, God, yeah. Get in trouble for being like a party boy, and then they finally just say, fine, do whatever you want.
Get a fleet of party buses. It's a great way to make money. Good on you, Gronkowski.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't stayed good for an entire season.
No, I know. He's really living off his personality and party boy image.
That's the problem. But that's the problem. It's going to be weird when he's 40.
Yeah.
It's going to be really weird when he's 40 and like not able to walk.
But Hugh Hefner.
I don't want that for him.
Hugh Hefner lived the party boy lifestyle. He's like 80-something years
That's
old
true.
Now.
That's oh,
yeah.
true.
He's still doing it.
But I think a lot of people look at Hugh and were like, all right, yeah, Hugh, we're just coming over for your party.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
We don't give a F about you, Hugh.
That's very true.
None of our actual friendship.
Very, very true.
We're just here to mooch.
Do you think the Patriots, do you think Kraft sprung for like all of the defense mechanisms and such from Air Force One in this plane? Like,
if I was him, I would, because he's in the Patriots, the America's most mm-hmm. hated team, except in our area.
Yeah.
Thank God Tom
That's
Brady's
true.
There. I also like to think that he's probably thinking, well, you know, I paid so much for defense for Tom Brady anyways. What's another couple mil?
Yeah.
What's another couple mil on a shields?
Teams are going to be saying they
photon
were using
shields. Is that what it is? Photon shields.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Cloaking devices. They were using cloaking devices when they came into the airport.
Right.
They're cheating.
They always, you know, they have the radios and they're listening to the other landings. No, that's required. You have to have that because the flight people, they really enjoy knowing where you are.
That's cool. So does that mean the other sports teams, do they take buses? Do they take public planes? Like, I wonder.
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I wonder how they get to the.
I'm assuming there's some kind of a safe transportation for them to take that doesn't have a million people screaming and crying on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if maybe they just rent their planes. They don't own their planes.
That could be the case.
It
because
could be something simple.
I know
like
that WWE wrestlers, they'll travel in public planes.
Right.
You'll see them in the same plane as David or myself or you.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Probably not me because I don't ride planes.
I was going to say, you don't.
Yeah.
Paul wouldn't. See nothing.
I would.
Afraid to fly. Paul owns a plane. It's a paper airplane. It's totally fine. Right. It's good enough for him. It's too high.
I was always more of a Thomas the Tank Engine kid than a JJ the jet plane.
That makes sense. That makes sense. No, but that's, I think, like, if you was going to save up some money and buy a plane, there's a way that David could do it.
Really?
Because he doesn't have to pay for his house.
Okay.
Wouldn't even have to have a girlfriend because he's going to be over in a country that doesn't even like him.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, every country doesn't like him.
Ha!
There's a nanny position.
Oh,
$64,000 a year.
That's a pretty good pay.
28 vacation days.
That's a really good pay.
That's actually shit because you got to think about that. 28 vacation days, you get a weekend every goddamn week. I'm on to you and your shady math, you UK bastards.
Okay, so this is in the UK?
Oh, yeah, it's in the UK.
Okay. You told me it was a different country, but not which one.
No, I'm sorry.
You said it was an angry country at David. I thought it was like Yugoslavia.
Yeah. Well, no, because you know how he's Irish.
Mm.
And the English really don't like each other.
That's true.
They don't much like each other a lot.
So you might not be able to be this nanny, David.
Yeah, David, you're probably not going to get the job. Because they're going to take one look at you and go, you Irish little...
I was looking forward to it.
Right. Mm. David will pack his Lucky Charms and be like, I'm not even Irish. What? You're having a potato in your other hand. Put that away, you fool.
But what's the catch, though?
Yeah.
There's really no catch. You just have to watch kids, which is terrible.
I'm going
to
go apply for this job right now.
It's a terrifying thing. Terrifying
really?
Thing. You got to watch kids that aren't your own. Who would do
I'm
that?
I'm not terrified of that.
It's a scary thing. Got to live in a new country.
But plenty of people are nannies. There must be more to this job. Why would they pay $65,000?
Because the last five people said that the house was haunted.
Oh, that's crappy.
Okay. That'll do it.
That might spook you.
Here's the thing: is nobody was hurt. So how haunted? Like, could this be Casper? Because if I'm standing there, like if I'm standing there and I say, "All right, ghosts, look, here's the deal. We're gonna act like we're hornets to each other. Okay, I'm not gonna mess with you as long as you don't mess with me. You start messing with me, I'm gonna start putting powder everywhere, and you guys are gonna leave footsteps around the place. I'm gonna know where you are.
Coexist.
I'm gonna leave out." I'm going to leave out tables for you to trip on.
It's John's version of paranormal activity.
Right, yeah.
All right, listen, Ghost. A little negotiation here.
Look, here's the deal. You want me to burn this sucker to the ground and make it look like an accident? And then you have nothing, Ghost. You have absolutely nothing.
No.
We must coexist because we both hold the cards.
It's probably like Ghost Hunters. They never get... Nobody ever gets hurt on Ghost Hunters. They they have the little green camera and they run around. They catch some shadows and go...
They say stuff like provoke the ghost.
That's the thing. That's the biggest thing. Right. It's the same thing. Ghosts just like people.
Yep. You don't provoke them. You're good.
You're stupid. You could even say I'd be in the bathroom. I'd be like, yo, Ghost. I know you guys are here, but like... This is embarrassing for you as it is for me. I'm pooping here, and here you are, being a ghost, watching me like a weird ghost.
Let's just agree not to.
Why don't you pass me that?
Not to look.
Pass that TP. I'm not gonna look.
Yeah.
You just move that TP a little closer so I can reach it. Like you gotta use them to your advantage. You know, you talk to them.
Yeah.
Leave them nice cookies out. Ghosts love cookies. Who doesn't?
Here's the thing. I'm looking at your camera again.
I look
now.
Like I got ghosts.
I was
going to
say.
You are haunted right
now. I think you look like maybe you're doing the ghost hunting.
Are you a ghost right now?
It looks actually like that camera they used to find like the.
John's haunting us right now.
I tried
now.
Fixing it, but because we're recording through it, I can't change it.
That's
so
fine.
We're stuck with
That's
sepia.
Fine. We're good. We're good with.
They know what I look like normal.
Exactly. At least the shot of us all together is good.
Yeah. I'm just happy it's 60 frames per second. It's sepia. What a great use of time I've done. Yeah. I've really set myself up to look great here.
But I'm hoping we do catch a ghost, though. I'm hoping that...
Yeah, that'd be kind of neat. If a ghost wants to come like right around here, move the curtains behind me, I'd be all right with that. Because then I'd be like, yo, here's the deal, curtains. We're going to have to think about some shit.
Ghost shaking cameras.
We're going to have to make sure that... Look, you guys can live here for free. I won't charge you. But... I want you to start telling me when my bread goes moldy before I make a sandwich, you know? That's our trade-off.
Your damn curtain's going crazy, John.
That's because I got a good deal going on. They know. Rent-free. All they got to do is watch bread every now and then. They're ghosts. What the hell are they doing anyways? It's not like they got anywhere to go.
Let's put the damn things to use. I actually wrote a college paper back in the day about how if the zombie apocalypse were to happen, how we could utilize the zombies in specific jobs.
That's true.
And utilize it to our advantage. Yeah, that was a pretty good paper.
You strap 100 zombies to like a block of wood, a block of rocks and stuff that you want out of your yard.
Yep.
You just tie them all off, and then you just like put your brains in front of them. They start like, ah, you gotta go this way. Manpower right there. $0.
Boom.
Like you can actually, it's funny, we talked about Goat Simulator. My uncle just rented goats.
Yeah?
To go and clean like all the rust, Wrong game, that was a different simulator.
Still in mechanic world.
They use them to eat all like the really rough kind of grass and stuff in his yard because he couldn't mow the different parts of his lawn.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So he rented goats.
I didn't realize you could rent a goat.
You could rent some zombies, I bet you.
1-800-RENT-A-GOAT.
What is your goat hourly fee?
Right. Really, is all you're doing is just feeding them. They're happy.
Yeah.
They're like, yay, poison ivy. We love poison ivy. It's like a goat's damn favorite. It's like breakfast to a goat.
Yeah.
Leaves of three, that's for me. Give it over here. That's delicious. No, that's the thing, though. That's... If you want to go and far off of this topic. Dave, are you taking that job, by the way?
You can bring a goat with
it'd
you.
It'd be interesting to be in a haunted house, if it is supposedly haunted.
Have you ever been in a haunted house?
I don't think I have.
I went to one.
Pretty sure I haven't.
Like a real haunted house haunted house?
No, I went to an actual haunted house. It was in Florida. Mm-hmm. When we were down at Disney, we went in that. It was like a haunted house. And I looked at the mirrors, and the mirrors were like pictures of me with a ghost on my lap. And I was like, this is kind of cool. What a neat 1980s special effect.
David's been to a haunted house. David has volunteered at a haunted house for many years.
David, you already have experience with haunted houses.
I do, that's true. Uh-huh.
He was
you should write this in.
Ghosts and wolves and vampires and crap running around. But yeah.
David will walk in and be like, all right, ghost, listen, here's the deal. Yeah. I'm going to watch these kids. I don't really know about kids, but I know a lot about being a ghost. So you help me, I'm going to help you.
I'm going to haunt the crap out of them people
all
night.
I'm going to show you how to scare
some
people.
Awesome.
And David, you, in turn, show me how to take care of these kids.
What was your character at the haunted house? I remember you had a specific character.
I was Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
So each year I wore a straitjacket.
That's not even a goat.
It's not even a ghost.
No,
it's Tony Hopkins.
It's neither of those.
I wanted to
go,
things.
Yes, it is.
But I had the little, the half mask he wears on and the straitjacket on. And I just yelled at customers all night. It was pretty fun, actually.
Dave, you were not very scary, though.
Dave,
you mostly
that's the
were
least
just
intimidating.
You were just
and
funny.
And when he was young, too?
Yeah.
Well, because the thing is, a lot young, of the kids like, that run through, they just say like these little stupid remarks to, like make fun of you. So I'm like, okay, since I can't scare them, I'll just say weird things to make them laugh.
Right.
I'll be entertaining. And they walk through. I'm like, what are you just going to walk by? And they're like, oh, he talks like that now. Ha, ha, ha. I figure if you can't scare him, just
he talks like a kid.
Just do something
from Freetown.
Yeah.
What a hilarious misunderstanding.
I'd run through other scenes. That's when I'd actually scare customers.
I'm
if you run
Lecter.
Through different scenes, they don't see it coming like from
where
behind.
Where are you guys walking to? Huh?
You go into the next scene, you go into this scene, where you going?
Hey, I'm Hannibal, you know? Ah?
Yeah.
Ah? What you think?
Oh, my God.
Scares somebody from behind, it scares the crap out.
Half my hockey mask is missing, but, like, it's kind of cool.
But if, like, the people, like, you know, 40-plus, like the grandparents bringing the kids through,
they
would just laugh
scared.
At you. I know, as
oh,
soon
no,
as they walk through, like, oh,
you.
That's
mind.
So cute. I like the costume. I'm like, yeah, have a good night to you, too. I can't, at this point, even scare
and
you.
Have a good night to you, too.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat you. They're just like, that's adorable.
That's
I love that costume.
They got Diet Hannibal Lecter at this point.
I'm like, do I scare her and really freak? I'm like,
look,
yeah.
It's Hannibal with half the calories.
Yeah. Or they walk by, go, oh, it's Hannibal. Like, go, oh, that's a funny scene. And I'm like, thank you very much. boo, I can't scare you. I'm sorry.
Boy.
That's very cute. I enjoy
it. I remember
this.
I tried doing the haunted house a few times.
Paul got the
I wore
a crappy another deal.
I wore a mask that was just incredibly hard to breathe. It was like
I think it had like googly eyes on it.
That cruddy latex.
Okay.
And then it would rain and the rain would get stuck in the mask. So I would have this like wet soup face
that
for
was
like
the worst.
5 hours at a time. That was not for me.
Get a fog machine going. How's it going over here? I'm like, I want to go home right now. How's it going in your scene? I'm like, well, next to me is like a group of four girls. I'm just talking with them the whole night. I'm scaring customers as they walk by. I'm like, it's going pretty well over here.
Scaring customers.
Making them laugh, scaring them, whatever.
Oh, my God, it's a free town tonight.
They were more afraid that
it's a free
like,
town in Lakeville.
Is he going to try to take the scrap metal out of my exhaust pipe if I drop it? He's going to scavenge. He's a scavenger.
Is this boy going to rob
my
us?
God, is he the man with the prosthetic arm with a hook attached?
He's the kid that volunteers just so he could be inside of a structure when it rains.
But
poor Freetown.
Yeah.
Fun place, though.
Hmm.
Haunted house, not Freetown.
I would take the job, the nanny job for sure, if David was the one haunting the house.
That's true. Because you know he'd be at the bottom of the stairs and be like, ooh, I'm coming again. Oh, shit.
Crown again.
I did it wrong. Like you'd walk in, you'd turn on the lights, they'd be like David Ghost just sitting there like, ha! I'm a ghost.
Oh, you're going that room
you're
now.
Doing
huh?
that? You're gonna go to another because I'll be in there too to haunt you. It'll be kinda cool. You wanna play Xbox? I'd be alright if David
I would like pull pranks
house.
On Paul, like he'd be like going to sit down and move the chair. I'm gonna haunt the crap out of this house. You gotta fall on your butt now.
No,
I'm running away. Oh, I scared you.
You'd be doing that. You'd be like, I pulled the chair off onto Paul. Paul'd be halfway sitting down looking at his cell phone. And then like 10 minutes later, he'd be like a little bit closer to the chair. And then David would be like, all right, this is stupid. I'm just going to put the chair underneath him. I feel.
Not even that. You gotta, like, Paul, you got to sit down. Like, what are you? The chair was moved to half an hour ago. You're still texting, dude. Just sit down. Just fall, please, so I can just enjoy this moment.
David was the kid that hid behind the doorway to try to scare his mom and then like, stay there for about 10 seconds. He's like, I'm not doing this. This isn't, she's never coming by. I give up on scaring her. I'm not going to do this. This is not the life for me. Nah, that'd be a good one, though. That'd be a good life. I wouldn't mind being a ghost.
If I haunted Paul's house when he was a nanny, yes, it would be.
I wouldn't even be like a mean ghost. I'd take the shampoo and I'd just switch it with the conditioner.
Ooh.
Oh.
Not even that bad. No, listen, that's the thing. Cause I want them to go. The fuck is this conditioner in here?
What the?
That's not very scary, but that's just making me think.
Is there a ghost?
Is there a ghost, or am I just losing my mind? It'd be like that shinning kind of thing, you know, the shining there?
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing? Oh, the forks and the knives are in a different spot in the drawer. Did I put them there? Or is it haunted?
Ooh. Did I rearrange this yesterday?
I'd come up, like, I'd be in the TV, like the poltergeist, you know? I'd be in the TV, I'd be like, so in today's news, it's going to be 84 degrees and sunny tomorrow, and then a bunch of shit happened.
Flicker a light somewhere. Is the light bulb funky, or is this house haunted?
I'd like to fix crap around the house.
Yeah.
That's like,
why is this house getting better? This is the opposite of being haunted. What is this place?
Have you guys ever seen A Haunting in Connecticut or heard of that movie?
I went to the Mohegan Sun once.
I think I actually did see that.
I lost some money. It was pretty scary.
Yeah. Well, so what's funny is, There's a second haunting in Connecticut. I'm not sure if you were aware of that.
I didn't see that one. I did hear about it, though.
And what's really funny is I remember because I was doing these surveys to make some money as a teenager or as a young adult. And it was like, watch this trailer for a movie. Tell us what you think. It'd be part of our focus group.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I'll do it. And it was for the second Haunting in Connecticut movie. And it was so awful. But it was called A Haunting in Connecticut 2. West Virginia.
Electric Boogaloo.
No, it was like, wait, excuse
what?
Me?
West Virginia.
That's not a very good movie title.
Yeah, I know. And it didn't take place in Connecticut at all. It had nothing to do with
haunting in another state.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Haunting in Connecticut too.
Did you tell them
just
that?
Just kidding, West Virginia.
I did. I said, this is not a very good title for a movie. I think maybe, I know you want to like tie this in with your franchise,
right.
maybe we find a
you're
different.
You're forcing it. You're shoehorning at that point.
And then, nope, but so sure enough, they, I saw the trailer on TV like 6 months later, and it was, that was, they went with it.
They actually named it.
I thought that was funny.
So what the hell do they want your opinion for if they're not going to listen to it? You know, don't ask me my question. Don't ask me what I would do and then do the opposite.
Yeah, I don't know if it was West Virginia. It was it was definitely a different state, though, and I thought that was hilarious, too.
Topeka, Kansas.
Haunting in Connecticut, too. Just kidding, West Virginia.
That's stupid. A.K.A. The Conjuring again.
Yeah.
For the eighth time this time.
Sounds
Michael
like something.
J. Fox will star.
But it sounds like something the Jetpack Superheroes would name. Did they like literally just have a naming session like we do?
10 names. Yeah. We picked the 10th one off.
They probably thought, oh.
And then you choose the best from the 9.
They probably did what we do and thought like, oh my God, this is funny to us. Like, they're going to think
like
it's a haunting
we
in
did
Connecticut.
Whoops, a seductive evening with the Jetpack Superheroes. Yeah, thinking
exactly.
Like, oh man, they're going to know we do love songs.
Yeah.
They have no idea about the actual Fringe Festival, but they're going to do love songs.
They're going to do it. They're going to love it.
They're going to love it.
Whoops. So yeah, they probably looked at that and said, oh, this makes me laugh if we say it's this one and then it's that.
Produced by Jet Li.
Whoops. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's good. But no, we actually have a TV show that we're going to name not a haunting in Connecticut, West Virginia.
Yeah.
We're
gonna
name
that's
something
the idea.
Cool. Haunting at all,
we actually going to get filling on that right now. But look, thanks so much for watching. Thanks so much for listening. Yes. I appreciate every single one of you.
That's 100%.
Right. Absolutely.
Go enjoy the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, thank you so much. We'll see you soon. Like next week.
Hey, wet smooches.
Let me tell you why you should date this guy. I'm going far. Drive the fastest car.
And that's important to you, ladies.
I was looking pristine. I'm on the cover of all the men's magazines. NFL drafted me first and last. Hurry, ladies, I'm going fast. Middle Eastern countries want me to be the dictator, and that's fine. I wish that their women wouldn't walk 20 feet behind, cause I'm the last.
He's the last, he's the last.
The last man on earth. I'm the only male Olympian, victory guarantee. And no one watches cause there's no other men's teams. It's like soccer. I'm the greatest driver and I never get a fine. But it stinks that I'm in Murray cause the kid is always mine. Put on that winning smile and wiggle that cute little butt.
Cause that's important to us guys.
Cause to me our women are squirrels and I'm the only nut. Cause I'm the last man on earth.
If breeding is what you're needing, then punch another region, so proceed with seeing. He's into being kind and caring. If you've got a hot friend, then he's into sharing. He's into hockey and Twister. If you got a little niece, then he was into your sister. It's not like you have any other option. What are you gonna do, apply for adoption?
Yeah, cause that would just mean it was my kid. Actually, that was kind of sexist. Don't do that.
Oh, come on, who died and made you king?
Well, all the men.
Cause I'm the last.
He's the last.